Good morning, church. Oh, anybody else feeling just like, oh, look who's here early. Sorry. Yeah, I have to give them a hard time. So, good morning. I just feel like not all organized this morning, and I don't like to feel like that. I like to be organized. So welcome to Family Worship Center. Pretty much know everybody, so there's probably no need to introduce. So I want to start off with announcements. So if you're checking Brock's emails, there is a conference coming up called 360. It's in Lansing on March 18th. It's a Saturday. And we had opened it up to leadership. I think we kind of know who from leadership wants to go. And so now if there are others of you that would like to join, we would love to have you again March 18th. See myself or Pastor Kenny to sign up. There are a number of classes that you can be a part of, and we need to know ahead of time what class you want to take. So I've got a whole list of here, engaging the loss, intentional discipleship making. There's things for youth and for junior church and different things like that. So there's a variety of classes. If you check your email from Brock, it mentions the 360 conference. There is a link to all the classes that you can participate in. Need to know by March 7th, I believe. If you're planning on going, the church will cover the cost. If you're late, though, after March 7th, you might be covering your own cost. And that's $35. They provide lunch. It's in Lansing. A year ago, a lot of us went. Close to 20 of us went, I think, and it was very good. So if you're interested, see me. So that's one thing. Another thing would be out on the old pulpit. That's out there. There is a sheet of ministry opportunities. If you don't mind, maybe pick it up. See if there's things that you might be interested in helping with. It's all the way from teaching a class to maybe there's things, maybe you're good at carpentry or plumbing or painting. It's like things where you can use your gifts for the good of the church. It might be also things like I want to be an usher or a greeter. I'll help with meals when there's potlucks or a funeral dinner. So if you don't mind letting us know, because that way there might be something you're interested in doing, and like we don't know that you have that interest. So please let us know. Fill this out. You can either put it in, where's the black box? Out there, or you can fold it up and put it in the offering plate as well. So check that out as well. And then another thing I wanted to mention is, for those of us that have been here like 20 plus years or more, we are very used to coming to the altar while the songs are being sung. And some of you may wonder, like, well, why are you guys doing that? Some of it's historical. It's just kind of like over the years we did that. When my boys were little, I remember missing one Sunday of going up and praying. And my son was like, Mom, we got to go up front and pray. And it's a beautiful sight, you know, bringing up your families and praying. But again, just during the songs, nobody's necessarily going to come up and pray with you unless you want them to. But I love that opportunity to just, the altars are open really any time. But during the songs, if you want to come up, that's fine. And then I think, finally, the board has been meeting. We've met a couple times. And just, well, those of you that are here from the board, stand up. So I think we're just missing Gary. So we've got Jan, and then Dean, and Vern, and myself. And so, like I said, we've met a couple times with Kenny. We meet next in March. If there's something you want us to discuss, get it to us ahead of time so we can kind of put it on our agenda as well. But like this ministry sheet, that was kind of like, you know, something we talked about doing as well in the board meeting. So we are meeting actively and talking about different things. We're just kind of like, I don't know, getting organized at this point. So, okay. And then, finally, put on my glasses. We're going to go to prayer now. So, some of the prayer requests that were out in front, and we thank you. Where's Tammy? Oh, there she is. Okay. So, I hope it's okay because you put your name on there. Tammy has a couple prayer requests to pray for her daughter, Brittany, who at 19 years old is living on her own to make good decisions, and prayers for personal health, for a young lady named Faith to overcome anxiety and depression and pray she would be able to go back to work and function and support herself and her family in forgiveness. So, okay, and as a reminder, these are back on the old pulpit as well if you want to fill them out. And there's a little spot beside there that you can put them in, and then we'll pray for them. Okay. And the altar, yeah, people, oh, And so those of you, I'm not going to pick these up, but if anybody wants to come up in front and maybe pick one up and pray for it, that would be awesome. So, okay, let's go to prayer. Dear God, we thank you for this day. Just calm our hearts, calm our spirits, and get us ready for worship. We thank you for all your blessings. We thank you for who you are, not just what you do for us. You're a healer. You are a forgiver. You are our redeemer. You're so many, a sanctifier. You are holy. We just thank you for all the things that you are. And, of course, we thank you for the blessings that you've shown us as well. And may we bless you in the good times and the bad, just as Job did. And I want to pray for Tammy's request, for Brittany, for her daughter. Dear God, you know what's on Tammy's heart. And as a parent, we have a heart for our children to remain close to you. And we just pray that for Brittany. We pray that this church family would love on her. But we also pray that she, as she lives on her own, she would make those good decisions. And we also pray for faith. And dear God, you know the needs that are there. We pray for victory over the anxiety and depression. We pray that she might desire a closer relationship with you. And we just thank you for Tammy for being willing to share her heart and her concerns with the rest of the body. Dear God, we pray that you would be with those that are not here today. And if appropriate, we should reach out to them and say that they were missed. We pray for Jamie, who's out of town today as well. Dear God, we have such an awesome church body. We just pray that you would use each of us where we are best fit. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, please stand and sing with us. I
I won't sing as long as you can hear me all right. You know, I brought my Bible with me, and it's been said, I've heard it said, that a Bible that's fallen apart often belongs to a person that's not. But mine's just a mess. It's not falling apart yet, but it's a mess. Hopefully that applies here too. That a Bible that's a mess belongs to somebody that's not. We need a lot. And we're given a lot by our God. And we talk about stewardship, and often we phrase that in terms of, I'm giving this back to God. And for some reason it struck me this week, what does God need from us? It's absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. What does he deserve from us? Absolutely everything. In you know, we talk about the tithe in the Old Testament, and how that's 10%. And somebody told me once, well, you know, the New Testament kind of did away with that. We don't give God 10% anymore. We give him everything. And there's a passage in Acts that talks about how the disciples, you know, they didn't even consider their possessions. It was just community possessions. What I came to was the fishes and loaves story, and I'm going to read out of John, and I screwed up by pulling my notes out because I lost my place in John. John 6, verse 9, we see here, this is, Jesus had attracted a crowd. He did that. For some reason, Jesus attracted crowds. There's 5,000 some 5,000 people. It's getting dinner time. The disciples are panicking. Hey, how are we going to feed these folks? And here we are. There's a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what is these? What are these among so many people? And so this young man came and said, apparently he saw what was going on, and he says, here's my lunch. I brought my lunch. I got 5 loaves and 2 fish. He didn't say, here you go, you can have 10% of it. You can have half of it. He just turned it all over. So that's my stewardship message for today. So if we could get our ushers to come up, and we'll pray, and we'll just pray. Father God, we do thank you that you give us so much. We read last week that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly beyond all that we could ask or even think. And as I think about my life, you've truly done that. I praise you for it, and our gifts today are these offerings. We know that you can take them and you can multiply them, just like you did the couple fish and a few loaves and fed 5,000, that you can take these and reach the end of the world, the end of the earth, people that have never heard your name or know your love, that you can take these few gifts, this act of obedience, and make that happen. So we praise you for all that you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Joy comes in the morning.
together for my good. You made all things work together for my good. You made all things work together for my good. You made all things work together for my good. And you stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the ocean drains, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Your love never fails. Your love never fails. Your love, oh Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness stretches to the sky. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your justice flows like the ocean tide. I will lift my voice to worship you, my King. I will find my strength in the shadow of your wings. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness stretches to the sky. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Oh, your justice flows like the ocean tide. I will lift my voice to worship you, my King. I will find my strength in the shadow of your wings. I will lift my voice to worship you, my King. I will find my strength in the shadow of your wings. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness stretches to the sky.
And these are very familiar words. 2 Chronicles 7:21. If my people who are called by my name, Christians, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. If this land has ever needed healed, wasn't Sunday night an example of what it needs healed from? In Ephesians, just a couple pages over from where we're at right now, in chapter 6, verse 12, I got to find it. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, present here darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. I'm inviting every one of you, I'm asking every one of you to come and pray for this country. We're going to do this again on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Go have your Valentine dinner with your loved one. Enjoy yourselves. Come back here and pray. Pray for our country. And I'm going to ask you to do that right now. To pray for your country, to pray for our country, to pray for the kingdom, to pray for your brothers and sisters to be bold in their witness. Because if there's ever a time to rise up and be the church, it's now. What are we going to do? Are we going to pray against those forces, against the darkness that's taking place? Or are we going to be complacent? I, for one, am going to pray. And I'm going to ask you to join me. I'm going to ask you to get uncomfortable and come forward or turn around and kneel in your chair and pray. And I'm going to ask Evan and them to come up and start us with it. And if they feel led to pray, then come and join us. Would you join me as we go to prayer right now? Before you this morning in adoration and praise for who you are. Lord, hear our prayers. Hear our prayers, Lord, for our brothers and sisters who are out there. Give them a boldness, Lord, to spread the gospel. Give them a boldness, Lord, to be what you've called them to be. Give us a boldness, Lord, to be the church you've called us to be where you've placed us. And Lord, we pray for this country. We lift it to you right now. We ask for your forgiveness, Lord, that we have allowed so much to take place, that we are morally bankrupt, Lord. Forgive us. Forgive us, Lord, and help us. Bring revival. Bring revival, Lord, as you are doing right now. Bring revival. In Jesus' name.
God, I've prayed for most of my life, for my generation, and I see things like what's happening right now, and I thank you, and I, people, young people are finally saying, I've had it, I'm sick of it, and I want to know about you, and it's been something that what else is there to say, God? It's only you. That's the only one who can make this happen, and I thank you. In Jesus' name.
I'm
It's awesome that God accepts us right where we're at, right as we are. And the best part is he won't leave us there. He'll lead us on if we just are willing to follow. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we thank you in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, that you have sent your Spirit to empower us, to enable us, to move amongst us, to provoke us, to convict us. Thank you, Lord, for that gift. Oh, Lord, we do pray for revival. We pray for it right now in Jesus' name, that it would spread from Kentucky and go out from there. That it would continue, Lord, to grow as a wave grows, Lord, as a tsunami that goes east to west till it covers this entire nation and goes beyond. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Go in peace.